When a person is dying of a long-term illness, physical symptoms usually indicate when the end is near. But a doctor's words still matter a great deal, says commentator David Watts. He's a doctor who works with cancer patients.
It's what they thought it was, he said. Has Dr. Horton talked to you? Not yet. He found implants all over the wall of the abdomen. He's sure it's cancer, though he couldn't find the source. The call was from Clifford's son, who hung around the operating room long enough to get the news. Will you be the one to tell him? He asked. You have a way with him. And I'm too afraid it will tear him apart. Clifford had called me 3 weeks ago, complaining of pain in his stomach, 74, still hard at work as an architect. We were in the process of trying to find out why when his belly blew up like a pumpkin. We tapped off some fluid. No answers. That led to the operation. I knew that tomorrow I would rise early, go into the hospital over the same commute I always take, speed to the room where he will be recovering from today's surgery to tell him what he fears most is true. My words will not form until they are spoken, reading the twitch of his face, the motions of his head and trunk, the silent conversation that will tell me how to say the news. I am as good at this as anyone, and as bad. This conversation, like a carefully watched blossoming, moves imperceptibly slow, in retrospect, with lightning speed. I begin with words like peritoneum, cells out of place, cells that secrete mucus lined up in clumps. What kind of cells? I choose the word tumor. It allows him a small place to hide. New growth, I say, not the cells of normal organs. Where do they come from? We don't know. They're what we call anaplastic, which means primitive. They don't look like the tissue they came from. I have not used the C word, but he is an architect. He is accustomed to hard data. He uses it. Is it cancer? I do not flinch. My own sorrow, not part of this, postponed, suspends like smoke over choppy water. I look into his eyes. It's cancer, I say. He looks away, letting the weight of it catch up to him. Then he turns. You mean I'm going to die? Behind my eyes, I am thinking, yes, and probably soon. But I've seen people shrivel and disappear faced with that loss of hope. The moment will tolerate only truth, but the truth has to contain promise. It's about words and the weight they carry. It depends, I say. We can't tell how the cancer will respond just by looking at it. It might surprise us. Message delivered, ripples moving out. We have reached the end of knowledge, and we both know it. But even now, I feel him passing from my care. He will be the chemotherapy patient, the surgery patient, the hospice care patient, this whip of the swing that moves him to the next landlord. And after this meeting, which feels like departure, I'll return home to my family, still intact despite everything, and wonder at its fragile perfection. My son, toddling off to the living room to gather his favorite books before bedtime, words he lifts like water to his mouth, rushing at life unguarded, not yet aware of the fear that moves as we move, determined to give it his best try.
David Watts is a poet and gastroenterologist in San Francisco.